Today, as you might know, is Respect Life Sunday, a Sunday when we particularly focus on the dignity of the human person from conception until natural death. Now, there are many components to being pro-life, but the first must be that we recognize the fundamental right to life in the womb. From there, all other rights flow. As Pope St. John Paul II once said, the right to health, to home, to work, to family, to culture, is false and illusory if the right to life, the most basic and fundamental right, the condition of all other personal rights, is not defended with maximum determination. Today's age needs a new evangelization on the right to life. The amount of misinformation circulating about what Catholics hold is very sad. The Church, as we know, supports life in the womb to the tomb. We are the largest charitable organization in the world. There is always hope and help for a young mother in any situation. Life is always worth living. Further, there is always hope for those women who have experienced abortion. God's mercy is inexhaustible. As Catholics, it can be so easy, especially due right now to the strong current in the culture, to compromise and not defend life whenever abortion is brought up in conversation amongst our friends or coworkers, or to try to make it equal to issues that in reality it is not equal to. A person's right to life comes first. Right now, all you have to do is turn on the TV. There is a great hatred brewing against Catholics because of the Church's consistent moral voice. In fact, the last moral voice in this world. The Church stands strong in her teaching on the sanctity of human life. She has to. We cannot compromise on truth. Christ's voice remains in his Church, no matter the era or the political situation. At the end of the day, we will all have to answer to God for either our willingness or our unwillingness to be heralds of his gospel. As Congressman Henry Hyde once said, quote, "When the time comes, as it surely will, when we face that awesome moment, the final judgment, I've often thought," as Fulton Sheen wrote, "that it is a terrible moment of loneliness. You have no advocates. You are there alone standing before God. And a terror will rip your soul like nothing you can imagine. But I really think," he says, "that those in the pro-life movement will not be alone. I think there'll be a chorus of voices that have never been heard in this world, but are heard beautifully and clearly in the next world. And they will plead for everyone who has been in this movement.